Casey Nation, Eddie Greer, another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here, coming to you on a cold, bleep Sunday here in Kansas City, Missouri here, Sunday, December 14th, 2025, nearing the halfway point of the month and getting that a day closer to the end of 2025. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, the Purple Project podcast. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the episode. And you've been following along all year long, and particularly this crazy fall semester season. Thank you for allowing us in your ears throughout the year. Again, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Well, going straight into it, folks. Here with men's basketball yesterday. Part one of the Creighton doubleheader. Again, later on today, it is going to be the women's turn. We'll see if we can put the sweep on them, right? But K-State, a.k.a. David Castillo, continues his shine on the 25-26 campaign here, making some huge plays on the road in Omaha, Nebraska, as K-State men's basketball team takes down Creighton yesterday afternoon, 83-76. I will listen to the rest of the post-game conference later on. David Castillo, highlight, center, front and center. And I might have said this, all these podcasts are mushy-mush together now by now. But David Castillo, it was him from one K-State source. And I might have got this from another one, but from David Castillo said he didn't want to be in the starting lineup no more. Why? Because he wanted to be that spark all of it. It's not hey, everyone wants to start, but it takes that discipline. That type of person to say, make that sacrifice, say, okay, we're not getting enough juice off the bench. Let me stay in my role. Everybody has a role, right? So whether that's football, it's in particularly basketball, baseball, including that as well. And for him, you do that. Obviously, the fourth recruit, but in that recruit, he was the best, one of the best point guards coming to K-State. And his struggles documented last year as well. And I went to bat for him. I was one of a few on this podcast, out of all the podcasts, that said, hey, give the guy experience. I'm telling you, it's going to pay you off one way or another. You can't just sit him on the bench. You're losing anyway at that moment in time. You're losing basketball games anyway. The guys ain't performing. Give the young guys an opportunity. Give them experience. And one day, you know, I keep mentioning that with the women's basketball team. I say it pretty much everywhere now, but in particular with the women's basketball team, the current team right now, so young, right? They have the ups and downs, right? And it's funny enough that if you still had, I know we're going back in the wishy well a little bit here this morning on this podcast, but, and this will actually, because I have, speaking of women's basketball, yeah, I have the Tess Heel episode actually coming out this morning. So this episode might, you might have two episodes on the back end of today, so y'all might get three episodes here on this podcast today. Volleyball coverage, and of course, Anaya Clinton, her episode will come out tomorrow. Shaylee Myers' episode tonight. This postcast will probably come out this afternoon, late this afternoon, somewhere in there as well. It'll probably be after the game, women's basketball game there as well. But I keep saying, you go back to wishy well a little bit, you would have had Diddy Ames still on this basketball team. The way that we saw him at Cal beginning of the year, scoring them all them points right there. Diddy Ames, yeah. oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. You had yourself kind of a squad there. But again, it's the NIL, transfer portal, and that type of stuff, right? But certainly back to present time, right? David Castillo, 19 points there. K-State getting a huge, this is huge, non-con road win. You got to go back, damn, to Jerome Tang's first season at K-State, I think. The last, Woo! This is a long time coming for head coach Tang and his team. 75-60. Yep, that was, Carter on it was on the team that back then. Yep, that squad back then as well. 51 points. Almost 51 points. We'll take a look at the box score in just a minute. Actually, we're going to go into it right now here. 83-75 K-State. This is a huge win for them. I said going in, hey, you needed to learn something from that Mississippi State beatdown that you put on Mississippi State, right? And then the game before that, right, you were on a four. You lost 4 out of 5 going in to this get this game, and you answered the bell, right? Oh, my goodness. This is actually Creighton, my bad. So Creighton was up in this game. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So this was a come-from-behind victory. David Castillo behind all that. So how did K-State come back and win this ball game? Wow. Yeah, and in 51-33, Creighton outscored at least on a piece of paper I have right now. I told y'all yesterday I was not going to watch, wasn't going to be able to watch the game because of work. So, yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, the point being, yeah, K-State. Yeah, K-State there. I think these are wrong. I think it's flipped a little bit here. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, this is their mistake, actually. So, yeah. Again, how many times I... The stat sheet here, the stat people here. But anyways, here we'll just go into the box score here. K-State shooting shot 42% shooting from the field, holding off Creighton. There, they built the lead that I know of from one of my friends that was texting me the whole time. Did not check my phone. I'm sorry, I checked my phone after work because I'm at work. I can't really check my phone. I work. I'm on route, right? Creighton. Shot 39% shooting from the field, 37% from downtown. Then you have K-State, 42% from downtown. This basketball game. Leading score for Creighton. Creighton made a huge comeback in the second half. Yes, well, yeah, three players in double digits, including Josh Dix. 18 points, 18-7 for him. Yesterday, Isaac Trout, 18 more points for him. 5 of 10 shooting from the field. Austin Shorts hitting 4 of 9 from downtown in the game. He had 12 in his basketball game there. But Creighton's come behind effort in the second half came out short. K-State had to make the plays late in this game. And how many times last year that K-State was in this position and they let the other team come from behind and win the game? We saw it numerous times with that team, and that team got heavily criticized for multiple reasons, which, again, if you've been a fall every dayer of this K-State podcast, you would know about that there as well. But David Castillo, your highlight of the night here. Let me see. David Castillo off the bench, 19 points. That was, again, that turned out to be the game high. 7-11 from the field. 2 of 4 from downtown. Perfect from the stripe. Next behind, and I call this guy out. This guy needs to step up to the plate with all that scoring experience and whatnot. I'm talking about Abdi Bashir. 18 more points for Bashir. 6 of 17 from the field. 6 of 12. The three-point machine rocks on. Bashir, 6 of 12 from downtown. You wonder what P.J. Haggerty did. Oh, that's not what I want right there. P.J. Haggerty's only scored 10. This is what I'm talking about. P.J. Haggerty, if he's having an off night, somebody else going to have to step up to the plate and do something, right? And that's Bashir. Bashir can light you up, light your ass up from downtown. And he's proven. Gets hot. He can light you up from downtown there. And that was definitely much needed there. Offense for him there as well. Kamar McGriff added 12 yesterday as well. Elias Abakede, 9. Dorian Buca had 5 yesterday off the bench there. So Buca and Castillo are your reliables right there. You can throw in CJ Jones played 7 minutes, but he didn't score. He didn't do anything. Tosh Manning. How about Tosh Manning getting on the board there? With he only had 2 points, but he played solid 13 minutes off the bench yesterday. So Tosh Manning gave some action for K-State in this win yesterday, holding out Creighton 83-76. Apologize for my mess up there. But that was K-State stat sheet mess up there. I've been switching up the wrong icon. The wrong mascots. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. So, yes, I did not watch the game. I saw brief highlights of the game reading the summary notes on this game. I will listen to the rest of the press conference, like I told you at the top of the postcast here later on this afternoon there as well. But K-State, more importantly, see what they have here? Y'all can't see it, but y'all see what they have here? 7-4 Kansas State. Now, dropping Creighton to 5-5, K-State putting 51 on the scoreboard during that first half, and then having their raucous crowd at Shy Health Center in Omaha yesterday. So that was huge for them as well in this game. To respond the way that they did in the game, that was big. But K-State, big first half, attributed to 11 three-point makes from downtown right there. That hasn't happened since West Virginia 2 years ago. So there's that. They're finding, and I'm not finding anything on Jerome Tang on the press conference sheet, but again, yeah, I will have to listen to that later on this afternoon. But a huge win for this men's basketball team to come out the way they did, to put that type of pressure. Hold on a second here. That's not what I want. Let's just go to that tab. Hit that schedule. There we go. So, yeah, you hit Creighton in the mouth, and you started out fast. This team last several games, well, if I take away the Mississippi Valley State game, haven't started like that. You want to get out. You want to be the team on the road to start off. If you're on the road, you want to be that team that takes the crowd out of the game. They did exactly that. And then, of course, Creighton, per usual, like any college basketball game, the home team starts getting them juices going, the juices flowing a little bit, and they made a run. K-State made a plays late and held off Creighton in that ball game. So hopefully we can put the sweep on them later on this afternoon when the women's basketball team takes on Creighton in the same space, or it might be in a different arena. I don't know, but I do know the women's basketball team looking to hopefully sweep Creighton here this afternoon. That's a 2:30. This comes out. This is going to come out after the game, so it's going to be moot point there as well. So I don't know why I'm saying it. So K-State on the road. This needs to be updated. They're over on the road early, and it's still early. It's still a tad early in the season. But that was the first road win of the season. And so not only get your first non-con in a couple years when you beat LSU, you can finally break the tape, getting your first road win of the season there as well. As they close in on the start of non-con play, they have two more games left before when the calendar year turns 2026, they will open their Big 12 season against DJ Dibonsta. Yes, I said that name. DJ Dibonsta in BYU. That is going to be something. Dibonsta, as advertised, right? Pretty damn good, right? So you got the show coming to Manhattan on January 3rd. But first, K-State's got unfinished business in the non-con. South Dakota, they don't even play till next Saturday. South Dakota and then Louisiana Monroe to close out the non-con and the 2025 calendar year, at least on the men's basketball portion on that as well. But one of the big wins, David Castillo has been something else. He could be Energizer 2.0. the original Energizer Bunny belongs to Terrence Sides on the women's basketball side, but David Castillo doing the things necessary that you do not see anymore, not in this era of Cause Licks, sacrificing. He was at a start one time, and then, of course, you take away him, you have nobody that's scoring off that bench. So Castillo being the 2.0 Energizer Bunny that he is right now, giving that team spark. Excuse me, as my allergies are a little active here this cold morning here on a Sunday morning. But yeah, man, it's great to see, man. It seems like every time we talk men's basketball, David Castillo is right in the middle of the discussion. He was yesterday in his big time win. you don't play a caliber like Creighton until BYU. Now, BYU is probably a little better because they have the number one top nation player on that squad. But still, you don't play anybody else until the January 3rd. So, no disrespect. So, K-State should, next two games, continue to work on some things. And then you're going to Big 12 play. You open Big 12 play at home. So, going to be interesting there. But, hey, at the current mindset, though, huge win for head coach Jerome Tang, Bashir, Castillo, Haggerty, and company. They get it done. They hold off Creighton's late charge late in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday afternoon by a count of 83-76. Next, they don't even play for another week when South Dakota comes to Bramlage. That is an 11 a.m. tip right there as well. So, big win for K-State there as well. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to chase to record K-State content, folks. iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon, plenty more platforms out there as well. So make sure before the end of the year is out, you make sure you subscribe to this podcast and feel free to leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars in particularly. It doesn't help us out, the hosts out, but it helps you guys, the K-State Nation, find out more about this podcast here. And of course, yes, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Kansas State advances now to 7-5. Did I say 7-4 earlier? I'm sorry. All of it needs to be updated. But anyways, K-State getting their 7th win of the year now goes to 7-5 on the 25-26 season with a big win over Creighton, 83-76 yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska. Alex Satan out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.